Edge is a paid program. The viewpoints expressed on The Edge are not necessarily those of this radio station, its staff, management, or other sponsors. It's time for The Edge broadcast with your host, Daniel Lott. You can join Daniel and his guest as we discover the truth together. Within the continental U.S., call toll-free 1-800-996-9638 or click on the Fast Blast link on the Edge Broadcast website. That's toll-free 1-800-996-9638 or click on the Fast Blast link on the Edge Broadcast website. You can find out about our guests and topics by logging on to the Edge's website, theedgeam.com. That's theedgeam.com. And now here's your host for the Edge Broadcast. Here's Daniel Ott.
Now let's go to our newsmaker line and see if we have Anthony Hilton with us. Anthony, are you with us?
I am with you, but some people say I'm out there somewhere, supposedly in Dallas during the JFK assassin, in Memphis during the Martin Luther King assassination. I was supposed to have hypnotized Sirhan to hit RFK.
Right.
And you had somebody on this line stating that I can take a Seagal, Steven Seagal. I know Steven, and he's got hands like meat hooks. But, of course, that rumor is obviously true.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And if you believe that, you're going to believe the rest of the story. Because one of your callers called me and said, listen, I heard that that you tied up this fella, and the same fella who claims that he can actually take on Steven Seagal, after a Halloween party, and everybody was dressed in red robes, eating, I guess, fetuses, and drinking champagne and taking cocaine and ecstasy.
Wow.
And I'm thinking back in the stories, going way, way, way back, you know, when you hear those stories, we know that's not true because everybody was supposed to be dressed in black robes eating live babies.
Right. Yeah.
But and that's the type of misinformation and disinformation that some people, the sheeple, are ready to and do, in fact, believe. They follow the leaders, and they say, well, oh, my God, we've got Senator Biden with the Senator Obama. What a wonderful year. Now we've got a change. Here's a guy that's been in there for 35 years.
Yeah.
He is not going to solve the problem. He is the problem. He represents the establishment, the new world order. And when everybody's sitting around looking at the games, and I said, well, that's wonderful. We've made inroads with China. The motto of the Olympics is One World. There was a book by Wendell Willkie, who ran for president against Roosevelt. He wrote One World. And Hitler talked about a new world order. Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer, one world, one race, one ruler. Their plan is to reduce the population of this planet by 90%. Blacks and browns would be first to go. And I was talking to a girl just last night. She had invented a word, a wonderful word. It's called gaydar. And I said, what is gaydar? And I said, that's the way that one homosexual can make contact with another one gay with another gay, and she called it gaydar. It's wonderful. We're thinking out there. Here's somebody listening to your show who's not really involved in politics, who's coming up with this brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And what we have to do is reach out and touch beyond our fingertips and learn to see beyond our sight and communicate from one patriot to another. You simply know that by talking to an individual for a short period of time. They've got bits and pieces of this humongous geopolitical puzzle, but they've got only pieces of it. But when you start putting each and every piece that goes into it, you begin to see the big picture. So we have to paint on shows like this the big picture so they see the top of the box.
Right.
Then everything else comes into place. We know where it goes.
When you heard those comments about you, Anthony, did it strike you as very odd, or did you say, "Well, this is just more weird mail I get"? Or
no,
how do you take that? Are you a baby fetus eater?
Excuse me. I know that there's crazies out there.
Mm.
And the fellow you had on as a guest is obviously a military guy. About 10 years ago, I had a party, a Valentine's party. There's lots of people there. Some of them were uninvited. But as most of the people who understand this stuff, these rituals take place before the Valentine's party, not after.
Yeah.
And everybody should know that. No,
right.
It comes with the territory, my friend. If you become known for having put out the first expose of the Illuminati in the history of the world, people are going to go out after you. At the Ambassador Hotel, when I came back and talked to Major Jose Duarte, who had been with Fidel Castro, who was sentenced to death by him, held in Moro prison, and that got exchanged with the Cubans. With various prisoners, and he tells me that, "Hey, did you hear about this?" And I said, "Hear about it? I was there. Sirhan was about 10 feet from me, and he was under as he came out. I wasn't in the kitchen, but as he came out of the auditorium where they were having the speech,
right?
He was under." And we were putting out things like "Keep the Faith, Kennedy Powell 68. You think, "Oh, well, that was for Kennedy." No, it wasn't. It was to expose him, because I had predicted he would be killed 5 days before. It is that type of information which transferred over to reporters like Walter Winchell that made front page headlines in 900 and some odd papers through the McNaught Syndicate that causes the creators of the crisis, the creators of the war, the pullers of the trigger, to come back upon you and say, "You're involved." That's the kettle, or what is it, calling something else black?
The kettle calling itself black, yeah. Well, absolutely.
So that happens. You have to expect to receive some hits. My son, in his early years, was a world-class guy who worked on the video games. He would win this game and that game. He held two or three world records.
Right.
He's so bright with his hands. So other kids would, you know, try to mock that. And his friend, a fellow named Kobayashi, went out and held a lot of those records. But the point is that you can harness your skills, harness your talents. If you don't use them, you lose them. When you pick up the phone and call into Daniel Ott and say, "Hey, I've got something to say."
Yeah.
When I had a talk show for, you know, some 25 years, somebody would call in and say, "I'd raise hell." And that's the type of thing we want. We want the challenges because it creates the interest.
Oh yeah.
I debated Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and we take a look at this. I call him America's Black Hitler.
Whoa.
He went out and was saying, "You got to kill the white man. You got to kill the women. You got to kill the children." Why kill the little blue-eyed babies? Because someday they're going to grow up to rule your babies. So kill them now and dig them up and kill them again.
Wow.
And so it's on our film.
Yeah.
Kill the white man.
Yeah.
Now, why would I bring that up? Because there's a fella who is running for president right now who went to a church pastored by Jeremiah Wright. Now, Jeremiah Wright had some people in the background with those little bow ties. I'm talking about not the Nation of Islam with Farrakhan, but maybe the group that followed Khalid Abdul-Muhammad.
Wow.
And this is all documented in our film. In fact, it's available through if you wanted to get in touch with us. at freeworldfilmworks.com, freeworldfilmworks webmaster, because you can get this stuff right away. It's 928-2270-760. I'll repeat that. 928-2270-760. And there's a man standing by the phone waiting to take an order for some of this.
Okay.
We've got Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection.
Oh.
But the point is on all of this,
mm-hmm.
that if you have somebody that is calling for killing and raping and robbing and looting and all
right.
of that stuff,
right.
trying to draw the mm-hmm. black population out mm-hmm. into the streets
yeah.
to have a riot mm-hmm. when they... Mm-hmm. whoever is financing this guy comes from the Ford
yep.
Foundation, you say,
yep.
wait a minute, hold it. What? A black man? A leader? Once second in charge with the Nation of Islam is brought out into the streets, calling people to come out into the streets, they're going to get slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. So you have to look, why would the Ford Foundation support somebody like this? Why would the Ford Foundation support... And why would the Rockefellers support the University of Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Who came out of there that's very significant? Well, there's a fellow named Obama.
Obama bin Laden. Hey, Anthony, let me ask you, though. If Obama doesn't get the presidency, will there be rioting in the streets?
Well, my friend, we're going to have food riots in the streets maybe 60 to 90 days.
Wow.
And the reason for that is because... they're going to drive the prices of gas
mm-hmm.
to $10. We're doing a film
wow.
addressing that very issue right mm-hmm. now. It's not quite finished because we ran out of the money. That's a thing called
really?
The funny money.
Wow.
Not U.S. dollars,
yeah.
but those things that used to be worth 412.5 grains of silver.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were doing this particular study, which you have to do to create the film,
mm-hmm.
we discovered a fellow who has a car that goes 458 miles per gallon.
Okay, I'm liking
and
that.
That is on veggie fuel. In fact, you can Ooh. Still go over to the 99-cent store
mm-hmm.
and buy 10 gallons and fuel up and go, what, 10 times 458? 4,580 miles.
You didn't say it runs on veggie tails?
No, veggie oil.
Oh, okay.
No, the fellow who was talking about the veggie tails is one of your other guests.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're talking about the real stuff here.
Yeah, and maybe that's monkey tails or baby tails.
Let me ask you this, Anthony. We've had people suggest that the green movement is financed by the oil companies as a way for them to keep production low, to keep the cost high. Is anything to that?
Well, yes. Now, you take a look at the so-called green movement. Somebody was out there trying to save the, what is that big area in Brazil? Called
rainforest.
The rainforest.
Yeah.
Right. In the Amazon. And his name is, let me think, it's David Rockefeller.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He came back. He was going to do them a service.
Uh-huh.
He was going to give them monies. In exchange, he would gain control over the rainforest to protect it from, to protect it from, the people who were just going out and cutting down trees and all of that. So I don't know whether I would rather have it in the hands of David Rockefeller or those who would violate the environment.
Well, why don't we
the
give
one
it,
thing we know for sure,
okay.
the Rockefellers came back and financed the operation over there at the University of Chicago from whence, you said Osama bin Laden? No, the Obama guy, the fellow running for president.
Yeah,
you know
Osama
who I'm talking about. You all know who I'm
sure,
talking about.
Huh? Sure.
They came forth with that money to back him.
Mm-hmm.
The Ford Foundation came with the money to back Khalid Abdul-Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, black people are not, by their very nature, trying to do something to us or be against us.
Right.
They're good people.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
People are people.
Yeah.
But they have to have been directionalized. They have to been directionalized towards crime. And how do they do that? Well, you can fill the hood with cocaine.
Okay.
And you can fill the hood with trash talk. You can say that, you know, well, that the new music is the rap music, the gangster rap, right?
Yep.
If you teach a kid how to be a gangster or a criminal and you say it's cool to do dope, they're going to wind up on the wrong side of, you know, the law. As a consequence, it's five times more likely for somebody that's white to get hit by somebody that's black than vice versa. And this is in spite of the disproportion of the population. That's in spite of it. So there has to be a reason. Somebody is behind this that they think, this group, this Cassius cartel who controls our currency and our commerce, think of the black man as virtually useless eaters. And if they can't be used for them, they have to be done away with. And I'm very concerned about that because I think of my people without color.
It is
simply my people, the people of the world.
That's right.
Some
you got
girls
people.
Can't take a look at you and say, well, you know, you're white or you're this or you're that, but you're just people. I've got a son. I had an interracial marriage. My son, my daughter, they're mixed, but they're not black, they're not white, they're human.
Right.
They're of the human race. And with a God-given right to discriminate, and I believe in the right to be discriminate, and the right to be wrong. That's called choice. Choice is freedom. Sure. Freedom is choice.
Okay.
We have an alliance of those who are trying to bring about and will bring about freedom for this planet. But that calls for choice. Choice is freedom. Freedom is choice. And the Free World Alliance is the antithesis of the United Nations. A world free is not united, and a world united is not free. And if you take a look at that logo, that slogan for the Olympics, it says, one world, one dream. Their dream is hell on earth, and that is exactly what that is.
Anthony, let me ask you something. In your version of a free world, are there borders?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have walls on your apartment.
Okay.
Your apartment, your home, is your castle. We must have the right to integrate, to segregate, to separate, to do our own thing and think in our own way. Was I opposed to Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad in our film, Kill the White Man, coming out and making these statements? No, he should have the right to do that. In fact, he was a very bright man. And I've got a nephew who's a black Muslim. He's a black Muslim.
All right.
Does he hate white people? No, he doesn't. He's in the other room the other night, you know, on the floor, you know, praying to Allah, to God. We all take a look at God from different perspectives.
Anthony, what is
God
your...
God help us if we don't.
What is your perspective of God?
My God is the Father of Jesus Christ.
All right.
I am a Christian. Does that say that we cannot or should not have other people praying to other gods? No. That is their choice. That is their right. The right to discriminate is very, very, very important. Should we have laws against discrimination? No, if something is public, then it's open to the public. It's everybody pays for it, everybody gets it. But could we have a club, let's say Farrakhan wanted to have a club for just black people.
Okay.
Men and women who want to go out and play golf.
Right.
And it's a country club. Can they have that? Certainly. Why not? Is that discriminatory?
Sure. No.
Yes, it's discriminatory. Should it be allowed? Yes, it should be allowed. What right do we have to say what he or she can or cannot say?
So, Anthony, do you think then that we that there should be a loud white entertainment radio?
Absolutely. Why not? Or black, you know, we have a black disc jockeys association out there.
Right.
And a lot of blacks are in there, right?
Yeah.
I knew the head of the Black Disc Jockey Association, a fellow out of Montgomery.
Yeah.
I didn't like him.
Yeah.
But do they have a right to have that? Absolutely.
Okay.
I knew Joe Madison. I was over with Joe Madison. I was with Dick Gregory in Washington, D.C., and we'd gone over one afternoon and talked to Joe. I like Joe. He's on CNN and the various shows all the time. Do they have a right to have a black network? Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah. Where's the white network, though?
Wait a minute, that's a racist. You're talking racist now.
I'm talking freedom. I'm talking equality here.
Equality isn't equal for everybody.
That's right.
I mean, that's the way it is. Because this establishment is using the black people and the environmental movement like toilet paper.
Wow.
They're using it like toilet paper. They wipe their butts with it, and they wipe their butts with them.
Yeah, ooh, that's nasty.
People don't know, people don't understand that the environmental movement, which is, has backers like individuals like Rockefeller and the oil companies and someone named Gore, are putting forth disinformation. One of the things that they have to continue is to tell us that we are dependent upon fossil fuel.
Right.
First of all, that whole theory is dinosauric. We are not dependent upon fossil fuel. In fact, we are using abiotic fuel. This is not coming from dead dinosaurs who were 4,600 feet below the Earth. The only thing I can think of down there was, of course, those big molosauruses, those 100-ton molosauruses who contain 65 barrels in their bodies each, and if you believe that that other guest you had on, you can believe the Mosasaurus story.
Well,
the dinosaur story. There is no fossil fuel that's coming up from 100 feet down, or 5 miles down. It is being recreated by the shift in the Earth's place. We expose that in our film.
Really?
$10 a gallon.
Wow. So you're saying it's not dead dinosaurs we're putting in our cars?
No, I don't think we're running on dead dinosaurs.
Well, I was wondering
here in our country, in our edge of the country.
Yeah, I always wondered.
You are on the edge, but I mean, we're on our edge. They have a thing called the La Brea tar pits, and you see some concrete elephants and saber-toothed tigers and things supposedly coming out of this pit of tar. There isn't enough oil from that source to last this nation one day.
Yeah.
That was gone 100 years ago.
So I guess I shouldn't ask, how many dinosaurs does it take to make a gallon of gas, right?
Yeah. I mean, just not MPG, maybe MPD.
Well,
miles per dinosaur. It can easily believe that we're running on dead dinosaurs. That's the dinosauric theory. The dinosauric theory. We can run this country on its most available fuel. And most people aren't looking at it.
But we won't.
It's called H2O. It's water. We've got we've got an ocean on one side of this country. We've got an ocean on the other side. All we have to tap into is that. It will burn off the hydrogen. And if you take a look at worldnest.com, you'll see me on my back drinking water, which is dripping out of the tailpipe of an internal combustion engine. We have an engine right now that will go with it, and it's road tested, it's bench tested, 458 miles per gallon. And that's without the solar skin, it's without the batteries. When those are put in, God knows what it'll do. And we can and must do this. Let me give you that phone number for my man is standing over there waiting for that phone to ring. It's 928-2270-760. That's with FreeWorldAlliance.com. And we will have, excuse me, it's with FreeWorldFilmWorks.com.
Yeah.
FreeWorldFilmWorks.com. Our Free World Alliance site, which has been down due to somebody stealing it, is coming back up in the next 2 or 3 days. hopefully.
Somebody stole your website?
Well, see, I put the website in the hands of a friend, some fellow I thought was a friend, and hired him on a film.
Okay.
As we got along on the film, I fired him. I hired him as a line producer, and he really didn't know that, but I liked him.
Okay.
And he helped produce one of my films, 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold.
Right.
Which is, by the way, in 23 countries in 7 different languages. Mm-hmm. And it has made a difference. And the first one, the Illuminati 911.
Ooh, I like that.
Did go up, but the publicity on it came down with the advertising. Mm-hmm. We started on 9/11/2001 and finished it around Halloween. So it was the first one up, but it was also the first one down. Others pick up the idea.
Right.
Loose Change, the guy, Dylan Avery and company, those guys worked on a piece.
Right.
It's been seen by about 100 million people around the world, thanks to Jimmy Walters and some people with some money and influence. Mm-hmm. And we have individuals in the industry, from Gary Busey to Martin Sheen.
Right.
And his son,
yeah,
and Ed Asner, and people from all walks of life and all political persuasions saying it was impossible for those planes running on jet A fuel to burn steel. Because if it would melt steel, it would melt the engines and no plane could fly that was using jet fuel.
Sure.
No plane could fly. It would even be impossible.
Yep.
And if you believe that story, you believe the impossible. And the establishment, the American Illuminati, this evilarchy, is telling us to believe the unbelievable, to accept the unacceptable, to tolerate the intolerable. Hmm. When the people continue to believe that we are running on fossil fuel, they can jack it up and up and up and up. And when they create a war, and that is why the price of gasoline is going down now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in preparation for the next war.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make this fluctuation in the price of gasoline seem legitimate.
Right.
They drive it up $2, and then they say, the price has come down to where it was, or they're going to drop it 50 cents.
Right. Anthony, are we going to see another 9/11 event?
Absolutely.
And
no question about it. Okay. They have to create a war to justify them bringing the gasoline up to $8 and then $10 to break the economic back of America.
Right.
If you go into the urban areas in Philadelphia, in New York, in Harlem, and you go out to East Los Angeles and South Central, and to Detroit and Chicago, those people cannot drive their cars empty.
Right.
They are dependent upon what we are told is fossil fuel.
Mm.
If they can't drive them and the tractors can't pick up the crops, the combines can't run, the trucks can't transport the food into the inner cities.
Yep.
Those people will die and will go into a riot mode, which will be controlled to bring about martial law, to bring about control over our lives. There isn't anything we have or ever had or ever hope to have. They're not planning on taking it away. Mm-hmm. They want it all. And this funny money that they print, this is the greatest sham and scam. It's a flim-flam fraud.
Mm-hmm.
They simply take a piece of paper, print something on it, and issue it into circulation and point of origin. It's debt-bearing.
Yeah.
And with that, they went down there, Rockefeller went down there, and bought off the Amazon, bought off the so-called protect the rainforest. Yes, it is a sham. And most of the people don't get it.
Anthony, I was wondering, do you think Al Gore is on David Rockefeller's gaydar?
Well, let's see. Didn't Gore's daughter marry the grandson of Jacob Schiff,
who's
the creator of the Federal Reserve?
Maybe.
I believe he did.
Yeah, maybe.
But they don't mix together.
Well, Mr. Chance with Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
She just couldn't get along with her. Had some real problems.
Ellen DeGeneres is she's got her right to do her thing, but, you know, gays mm-hmm. don't, they don't breed.
No.
What do they do? They recruit.
They recruit. They steal it, man. They steal
you go
the
into
seed.
The cast, you go into various major groups, and
they're seed stealers, man.
They have this thing called gaydar, like Ellen said, or created.
I can't figure out who's the man, though.
They communicate with people, but the other people don't really, you know, get into it, and they say, well, you know, you got to try this.
Yeah, I'm not against your gay, but I'm just wondering, who's the man there? Is it Ellen DeGeneres, or is it that girl with the big lips? I don't know. Is it like man and wife? How did they do that? Now I don't know.
I believe, taking a look at the two, that Ellen would be considered the bull dyke.
Okay,
the other girl would be considered the femme.
She'd be the dyke on bike, and the other girl be like a porn star. All right. Okay. So Anthony, is there anything that we can do to thwart this in our personal lives? I mean, if that gas hits $10 a gallon, should we all break out the bicycles? I mean, surely that's going to wreck the economy anyway. There doesn't seem like there's going to be any way to hide.
The idea is, my friend, is to create a vehicle which will go 458 mm-hmm. miles per gallon. Mm-hmm. I would like those who are interested in seeing such a thing advanced.
Right.
Oh, yes, our film isn't finished, and we need our film finished to promote this particular vehicle.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
That will do this. Mm-hmm. And we need monies to finish up the engines, which will run on mm-hmm. brown gas mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. green gas mm-hmm. or water, mm-hmm. just simply water, because we can convert that. I've got a device that converts water to hydrogen.
Really?
Which will then go into the car.
Now, Anthony, I have been sent, because I'm kind of out here in public, I have been sent numbers of news releases concerning devices that's supposed to allow you to inject water into your car. Do those things work?
Well, some of them do, some of them don't. So we have to devote our scientific knowledge towards mm-hmm. making them efficient and effective.
Yeah.
I took a trimaran over to Catalina. Mm-hmm. The ship captain was telling me a story.
Ooh.
He was saying that when he was a deckhand many years mm-hmm. before, he was on a supertanker coming down from Valdez to the port of Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1973. He said the reason that they had to stay on the other side of Catalina and just wait out of sight of the people of Los Angeles is because the tanks were filled with gas. There was nowhere to go. Mm. So they created, meaning this oligarchy, which is tied in with the evilarchy, which is tied in with the drug oligarchy.
Yeah.
They had to create the illusion of a crisis,
mm-hmm.
of a depletion of our oil
right.
so that they could create a demand for the oil.
Yeah, it's a farce.
And that's exactly what they did. These fellas stayed on the other side of Catalina, some for 2 and 3 weeks, just parked out there until they could create this crisis to bring about control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is, controlism. It is fascism, and that is my word of what we have now. It's corporate fascism.
Yep.
Mussolini, who was a communist for 19 years, who became a fascist, understood that you have to deal with the corporate moguls to be able to control a country. And that's what Adolf Hitler did. In fact, Hitler said on February 5th, 1941, he said basically National Socialism and Marxism are the same. The whole of National Socialism is based on it. And I believe that's in a footnote of the book of The Road to Serfdom by Friedrich Hayek, maybe on page, it's been maybe 30 years since I've read it, maybe page 32, something like that.
Okay, Anthony, I'll tell you what, let's take this question here. This is from Indianapolis here. And the question is, isn't a one-world government or a United Countries of the World a good goal for mankind in the same way that we can travel anywhere at any state in the United States? Isn't sort of like the European situation where the monetary systems were adjusted to be similar? Because if you take a Deutschmark and you go over here to whatever, a franc, and you know, and they don't even speak the language, so aren't there some worthy goals in sort of a one world government?
No, there is not. It's not worthy. It's it would bring about the destruction of freedom,
mm-hmm.
because all people are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
If all people were the same and spoke the same mm-hmm. language
mm-hmm.
and had the same, came from the same mm-hmm. ethnic background,
right.
believed in the same God,
yeah.
I'd say, well, yes, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a government under God, but if there is a government under David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger, and individuals like the Bushes or the Obamas, that would be a disaster, because freedom is choice.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a one world,
mm-hmm.
there is no choice.
Mm-hmm.
There is no chance. There is no opportunity.
Yeah.
What are we going to say? Stop the world. I want to get off.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
There's no exit.
It seems like by now Kissinger should
Competition brings about mm-hmm. opportunity to have the very best.
Right. I was just going to say that it seems that Kissinger by now should have checked out. I don't know. It seems like he was all the way back then, down in the Nixon year. That dude just won't check out. But let me ask you something then.
Maybe he's in those satanic sacrifices, eating the live babies.
By the way, we will not be demonstrating eating live fetuses on the Edge broadcast here. Anthony, let me ask you something. See, it seems because this mentality, the one world government and the European nations all having the same monetary system. Every horror show of the future, every movie that shows a bleak future is one where everyone is alike. Everyone thinks the same thing. And there's always, in these shows, the bad guys are the ones that are making everyone do the same, think the same, be the same. And then there's always this little group somewhere, this group of malcontents seem to make, you know, bring this, they'd be portrayed as the good people, and they overthrow this state mentality where everyone does what the state says. So, yeah, I see that variety and diversity, so to speak, of nations and tongues and beliefs is good for society, but every turn they're trying to make us all think the same thing and do the same thing, and that's a world I don't want to live in.
If you're a slave, if you're a slave, you find equality in slavery.
Right. Okay.
Because all slaves are destined to serve at the feet of the master.
Okay.
Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky wrote The Secret Doctrine. She published a magazine called Lucifer Magazine. She mm-hmm. was the co-editor with Annie Besant.
Right.
And her counterpart wrote a book at the feet of the master.
Okay.
And that's Leadbeater.
Mm-hmm.
They would like us to serve mm-hmm. at the feet of the master.
Mm-hmm.
I have no intentions of being a slave, but what this Cassius cartel that controls this country has done
mm-hmm.
is to get us to serve the master. They, by mm-hmm. issuing this fiat funny money,
mm-hmm.
by issuing these pieces of paper that they own, and then lending them back to us, it makes
right.
us, puts us in financial servitude
mm-hmm.
to the master. Now, Ron Paul understood this. Ron Paul wanted to end the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If there is money that is lent into circulation and it is produced by a private banking institution, they get the gold, we get the shaft. We mine the gold, mm-hmm. they get the gold, mm-hmm. we get the shaft.
That sounds like a country song right there. Anthony, we have a question here for you. Was Marilyn Monroe a mind-controlled slave for the Illuminati?
I knew Marilyn's first husband, a fellow named Bob. I'll just leave it there. He was married to her for about 6 days. In fact, he was talking to Marilyn that particular night. He mm-hmm. said, there is nothing that would cause Marilyn to want to commit suicide. She had everything everything to look forward to in the future. Mm-hmm. Why would somebody like that? Mm-hmm. And she lived not too far from here, mm-hmm. In Brentwood, small little place.
Yeah.
Bob wrote a book on her murder. A detective, Milo, anyhow, another mm-hmm. detective over here,
right.
Wrote a book with him.
Okay.
In fact, they did two or three or four things. I did on my radio show a whole story about how Marilyn died.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the Kennedys were involved. I used to be in charge of the production over at a studio over here,
mm-hmm.
where they did Gone with the Wind and
right.
Citizen Kane and
okay.
The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Mm-hmm.
And on that the lot, Gloria Swanson lived. She was dating or living with or in love with or mm-hmm. had an affair with Joseph P. Kennedy.
All right.
Joseph P. Kennedy, mm-hmm. I bought a picture one time with him and Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
In that picture,
mm-hmm.
he was ambassador to the court of St. James. And you start to say, well, wait a minute, why would these guys who have all of this power and stuff want to be getting it on with Marilyn? Well, a lot of people would like to get it on with Marilyn.
A lot of people did.
And a lot of people did. Well, not that many did. I don't think she was much whoring around.
Right.
However, I did have another friend who had, at an early age, dated her when she mm-hmm. was Norma Jean Baker. And I had asked, we were mm-hmm. having dinner one night over here at a little restaurant at Pico and Westwood Boulevard, and he says, I used to date her. He says, and he didn't even know it was her until I got up and was reading this magazine. It said Norma Jean Baker.
Really?
And he says, oh, holy, that's Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me the story. He said, well, I got a picture of her mm-hmm. and me and mm-hmm. over on, at my car on Tennessee Avenue. And I said, well, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I'll prove it. I'll show
it
to you. So I went back to his house, and I took a look for the picture, and it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the entire book. It wasn't there. And so I just flipped over.
Yeah.
I said, John, I said, it's not here. I turned over the last page, and here stuck in the very bottom, mm-hmm. on the side, you know, in the cracks, there's a couple of these. They used to have little, I think, 2x2 pictures or 3x3 pictures. But there was a picture of Marilyn on his 1936 or 7 Ford.
Yeah.
And it was Norma Jean Baker, and he went over to the Valley one time when she'd moved from West L.A.
Was that date and due or date?
Date.
Okay.
So he went over to the Valley, and she'd gone over to a high school over there. Yeah. She'd lived over here on Holmby Drive or something like that in,
mm-hmm.
in Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, was asking for Marilyn and Norma Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, the school whore. He says, the school whore. Oh. He says, no, she's, you know, jumping everybody.
Yeah, why are you going to be like that?
You know, and so he got disgusted and mm-hmm. took off. And that was the last time
mm-hmm.
that the relationship was ended there.
Uh-huh.
But that was Norma Jean.
Okay.
But I don't think that Norma Jean was messing around with a lot of people. She married DiMaggio and Miller, and
mm-hmm.
I really didn't hear a lot of bad things about her.
Who was that guy with the hair? Somebody with some weird hair seemed like she married. I'll tell you what.
Miller, that's the writer.
Okay.
Arthur Miller.
Okay. All right, Anthony, we need to go to break here, so you want to just stay on the line?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, you're listening to The Edge television broadcast, listening and viewing on our Newsmaker line tonight is, of course, Anthony Hilder, and we're talking about Illuminati, 9/11, conspiracies, and it goes so deep and so vast. You need to stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break, so you stay tuned. Tell a friend, grab a cup of Java. We're going to be right back. And welcome back to The Edge television broadcast. My name is Daniel Ott. If you have a question for tonight's guest, Anthony Hilder, go to theedgeam.com website, click on the Fast Blast link, or go to the live chat and throw your question in there. By the way, this broadcast will be playing tomorrow in our television player. It loops the next day, and then following that, we play our exclusive Edge videos for your info entertainment later on. And now let's go back to our newsmaker line and see if we have back with us Anthony Hilder. Anthony, you there?
This is Anthony J. Hilder, and I got a call during the break from our webmaster in Arizona, and he said that I wasn't giving the number right. He said, and I put it in a different cadence.
Yes.
It's 928. It's 928. That's the area code, and then it's 227. Mm-hmm. That's 227. And then the last four digits is 0760. 0760. So it's 928-227-0760. I want to recommend international solutions because people who have websites that don't look right don't get the action. And if you want to take the action and get reaction with sales,
wow,
you have to put it right. And I'm going to tell you that Daniel Ott and company does understand this. And those of you who are just screwing around, stop playing around and get serious.
There you go.
Get a website that works.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure you have too. There's, I don't know how many websites I've visited over the years, but man, I tell you, if it starts to even look tacky as it comes up, I'm out of there. I just can't, I don't got the time for it. You know, if somebody's got something to look at, I'll look at it, you know. And speaking of that, Anthony, about your website there are numbers of things. You've produced a lot of videos. Is your 9/11 video still available on your site?
Yes, you can get 9/11, the greatest lie ever sold, mm-hmm. Illuminati, 9/11. You can get, we're just taking the free, worldfilmworks.com site to make available Kill the White Man. That's just now coming up. Mm-hmm. I've redone, Millennium 2000, Lucifer 2000, Reichstag 95, the Mark of the Beast, 666 Mark of the Beast. We've got Alien 51, which is on Area 51.
Yeah, I'm liking that. Lucifer 2000 sounds like a glue. Like you can glue it.
I want to do Lucifer. We're going to do Lucifer 2012 because people are talking about the Mayan calendar and all
that
stuff.
That's coming around too.
Planet X coming and. They control through fear.
Here's a quote for you. A listener just sent this to me. It says, Hollywood is the cancer on the hemorrhoid of the ass of the whore of America. What do you think about that?
Well, having been the one who said it, and
that you?
Showing the film, that's a quote from me. She said, "Oh my God, you
somebody's
can't say that!
It.
You can't say that! Your film has four-letter words. Four-letter words."
I said, "I just said it."
I know. I said, "Wait a minute!" I said, "Where are you taking? Where's the four-letter word?" She says, "Well, you said that Hollywood is the hemorrhoid, or the cancer on the hemorrhoid of the ass of the whore of America." She says, "Ass. You used ass." I said, "Lady." Ass is not a four-letter word.
It's,
he says, oh.
Yeah, it's three. Yeah.
But you can't say
unless,
that. Well, it is.
Well, yeah, unless he went
Hollywood
to,
is a whore.
Well, yeah,
and
true.
Hollywood is used to produce pictures to propagandize people, to move people from one thought into an unacceptable one.
And on that, Anthony, what film that Hollywood has produced do you think is the poster child for this moving of our mentality and our psyche? Is there one that you can think of that's dead on, that has done more damage than, say, all the others?
The Fixer.
Really?
The Fixer is one that comes to mind. I did a review on that. In fact, I do reviews on films for the American Free Press. I recommend the American Free Press if you don't get any other publication, I recommend that you get that. Mm-hmm. I did a review, and I'm doing a review, it's going to be in the next, or in the September 11th issue, on a film called The Reflection Pool. It's a theatrical film made by some East European guy named Jarek, and it talks about the individual, about the 9/11 event, but putting in the skeptical character who says, well, this can't be, or it couldn't happen, or it didn't, it's just unbelievable. And as it goes through the film, the skeptic, the non-believer, the kafir, is convinced that, yes, it did happen, and it wasn't like the way the government told us it was.
Right.
First of all, you cannot melt steel. You cannot melt steel with Jet A fuel. Jet A fuel burns 700 to 800 Fahrenheit, and the other one is going out.
Right.
It starts to melt at 2,800.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make any sense.
And of course,
Building 7 wasn't hit by anything.
Right.
And certainly, that now, couldn't have collapsed in and upon itself on its own footprint.
Now, Anthony,
impossible.
Anthony, doesn't that make you mad? I know it certainly makes grates me to have these obvious bending of scientific tests, requirements for something. For instance, the 2,800 degrees on the steel. Well, the flame obviously in the towers, there was smoke, so it didn't reach anywhere near its top temperature because it was an oxygen-starved fire. So these obvious errors in science are so quickly overlooked and dismissed. Doesn't it just frustrate you that you can't get a critical analysis from a news, one of the mainstream news organizations, to look at that and say there is something screwy here? Are they
well,
on it?
It's like the New York Times. It's not all the news that's fit to print. I think there should be another slogan for the New York slime. They create an illusion, mm-hmm. which is carried over to the people in New York. But in spite of that, mm-hmm. the filmmakers who have done Loose Change mm-hmm. and Zeitgeist yeah. have been able to convince in excess of 50% of the people that there was something wrong and that those buildings could not have come down like they said they came down. And how can you tell people mm-hmm. and continue to tell people right. that these 19 Arabs were supposed mm-hmm. to have done this job when 7 of them are still alive and 1 was dead before mm-hmm. the event?
Yep.
Dead men don't
right.
fly planes.
Right, and you got one of these guys out there driving a taxi in New York right now. In fact, Anthony, our previous guest said that he was flying one of these planes, but he jumped out just before it hit.
Oh my God! You get the guess, my friend. Where do you
What's
find
it?
These guys? Where
you
do
can,
you find them?
It can happen. Okay, you got an ejection. I mean, look at Mission Impossible 2. Okay, they flew a plane in a mountain. They just dropped out of the belly of the plane. It can happen.
Well, it can happen, but it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
Listen, I would. You know, I just heard your little trailer. Music trailer in the commercial break when you're talking about the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
They're getting us to dance along the yellow brick road to that Emerald City off there in the distance.
Right.
And when we pull back the curtain on the edge, we
yeah.
see
yeah.
that character up there.
Yeah.
And his name is Oz, but
it's
electronically created. It's an illusion. Mm-hmm. It isn't a real person. There is a real conspiracy, mm-hmm. and they create movies
mm-hmm.
to influence
yeah.
men.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about this clip. You're talking about this clip right here. Let's see if we can get it up.
Yeah.
Pay more attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah, who is the who? Who is the man behind the curtain? Is it George Bush? Is it the Illuminati? Is it the devil?
Oh, listen, George Bush is simply the shoe shine boy for these
yeah.
boys.
Yeah.
George Bush is, you know.
He's a freak.
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
This is a man who can't hold a sentence.
I thought he's too dumb to run the world.
He's never had an original thought other than the ones that the thoughts that he got. Well, he came to him, mm-hmm. along with other things, when he was mm-hmm. laying nude in the
Ooh.
Coffin at the Skull and Bones and masturbating, surrounded by 15 men dressed in black robes like Klansmen.
What you talk about, Willis?
They want a world government.
Yeah.
So there's no originality. This is the works of Blavatsky.
He was fornicating?
Of Marx.
He was fornicating in the coffin?
No,
fornicating
he wasn't fornicating. No, masturbating
Whoa.
Is different from fornicating, my friend.
Thanks.
One is done
yeah.
by themselves
yeah.
in hand, and the other is done with a partner. The people that he and they are screwing is us.
Yeah.
We're the ones who are being screwed.
Wow.
And every day, every hour,
yep.
in every way.
Well, we're assisting you in putting a stop to that. Anthony, we have this question here. This is from the Fast Blast. Do you think there is a Jewish conspiracy to control the world? Everybody knows the mean old Jew guys out there Jewing us.
They say, well, you know, I Jewed him down or something
right.
like that.
Right.
That is an expression for, you know, yeah. bringing the price down.
Yeah.
But I don't believe there is a Jewish conspiracy.
Kabbalah.
There are a lot of people who happen to be Jews that are very good people. In fact, some of the most patriotic of the patriotic people that I know in the in the movement.
Yeah.
Alan Stang, for instance. Gloria, well, Georgia Gabor, Maddie Gottlieb, Maddie Fain.
What about Seinfeld?
A lot of people that I know. So it's there, but it has the appearance.
Yeah.
You might say, well, of a Jewish conspiracy. There is there's a phrase in the Bible. It says, "Beware of those who call themselves Jews, but
are not."
And it's very important.
Right.
But are not.
Mm-hmm.
It also should say, "Beware of those who call themselves Christians, but are not."
Yeah.
There is a conspiracy, but I don't tag that conspiracy to Jews. There are a number of people who pretend or profess to be Jews, like Henry Kissinger. And I would say Kissinger is definitely in this conspiracy.
Yeah, I call him
it is a Jewish conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that he is a Jew. A Jew believes in God. These people believe in another God, and it is called Lucifer.
Yeah.
It is a Luciferian God.
Ooh.
It is a satanic order, and they are not the little Jews in the street out there in Israel. But there is an inordinate number of those who call themselves Jews, but are not, who are involved in this. If you go back to Bronstein, which is Trotsky.
Bronstein. Why do they have a Steen in their name? What's that all about? There's a conspiracy right there. Bronstein, 16, Doggy Steen.
Why is the most popular name in the world Young? And
I
have no idea.
Yeah.
So
what about the,
in our trip along the road of life, we are all getting on this bus, but at different locations, at different stops.
Train to nowhere.
And we're gathering together information.
Mm-hmm.
We may all be going in the same direction, those who have seen some light and are traveling out of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But we have different bits and pieces of information.
Right.
Collectively, we come forth with an answer. You talked about people having faith in a one-world government.
Right.
There is an Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer, which was said by a one world, one race, one ruler philosophy, which disenfranchises 90% of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They want one world, yes.
Yeah.
And that's what you'll see, like I say, in Beijing. And I was over in Beijing not too long ago.
Well, they won't get it.
I was in the Xinjiang in Tonghua up in the Changba Mountains, west of the Yalu River from North Korea.
North of Xinjiang.
I know that there is a nation there that has mass murdered in excess of 100 million people. And when we take a look at television, we see the picture of Mao Zedong, who is Alf Hitler at the height of his hysteria, sitting on the right side of the screen on CBS.
Yeah. Now I really
hate
him.
Every single hour of every single day that show is viewed in the Western world.
Now I really hate him. I tell you what, I've heard that this suggested that Joe Lieberman might be a good vice president candidate for John McCain. What do you think about that?
Well, it's McCain. It isn't Senator McCain. I guess Cain slew Abel. But
John Insane? What did you say his name was?
McSame. McSame.
Okay.
Talking about McSame changing anything at any time, anywhere, for any reason other than to benefit the banksters and international gangsters is preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fellow who looks, you know, that spot you see on the, I guess it's on his left cheek.
What is that?
When you take a look at it on the screen, it looks like there's some sort of alien being. I keep thinking of the movie Alien, where this thing pops out. It's like a huge zit.
I'm telling you.
And it pops out, and it's got tentacles, and it scares the hell out of me. It looks like he's got Undertaker mask, makeup on.
Wow, that makes two of us, man. Somebody finally realized there's something inside that man's face.
There's something inside him you don't want to know about.
Yeah.
And you take a look at this, his advisor, right? I'm thinking about who is advising this man. We know that Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is co-author with David Rockefeller for the creation of the Trilateral Commission,
right,
is his advisor. He came from the University of Chicago, and his preacher, the Reverend Wright, is like the fellow's, this
I
preacher
love,
over
I
here,
love the Reverend Wright.
Muhammad's preacher, at where I was having this conversation with, or debate, or war with Khalid Muhammad. I think of all of the stuff that's going on, and I think of the wholesale ignorance of the people.
No doubt.
H.L. Mencken once said, one can never underestimate the intelligence of the American people, the sheeple out there, the banksters and international gangsters control it all. They are the cashless cartel who manufacture our money, who manipulate our commerce, and they will bring about a war. And if they close at the Straits of Hormuz, whatever you're paying for gas now will double and double again. And the money will be... I can picture Obama being the Robert Mugabe. I've stayed over in Rhodesia, it's now Zimbabwe, for a short period of time, and I'm thinking of that.
Hey,
Robert
well,
Mugabe now has his currency to where... It's $6.5 billion Zimbabwe dollars to buy one American dollar, which is worth about 3 cents. And then you take a look at the exchange rate with the pound, and it's 1.3 trillion Zimbabwe dollars to buy one British pound.
Well,
and no, we should not have an Amero currency to be like the Euro.
Right.
To replace the American dollar, but that's what they're driving it down to do. They're driving it down to it, so will make it impossible for somebody to live, to eat, to go anywhere, to raise your children or your grandchild, to have freedom of any kind at any time, anywhere in this country. Mm-hmm. They're destroying it. They are the rapers, the robbers.
Wow. Hey, you know, we were talking about that thing on John McCain's face. I don't know if you heard the pre-show, the monologue, but I see a striking similarity between Obama and Mr. Potato Head.
Well, you know, Obama's a very pleasant guy. You speak to him, he's a very pleasant, logical guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's had an original thought in his brain ever. He has been, he's not picking up any information. He's not presenting any new ideas. Mm-hmm. There is nothing new in the new world order.
No, absolutely not.
And that is what that and he will be a puppet too. I can even see the strings on him right now.
Yep.
When they say jump, he jumps. How high? How? Yep. I'm going to go. Yeah. This guy is simply, you know, the South of years gone by, and you take a look at those people.
Yep. Yeah.
There were some blacks who worked inside the mansion.
Yep.
They were called housemakers.
Whoa.
I said, oh, you mustn't say that. You mustn't say that. Because a friend of mine wrote a book called that, Nigger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His name is a black man named Gregory, Dick Gregory. And he is a bright man. It isn't a state of color. It's a state of mind. It is a state of mind for those who... cannot see, who have eyes,
right?
Who cannot feel, and who have hands.
Well, listen. If an African American can say to another one, "What's up, my nigga?" How come I can't say it?
Well, I had a friend of mine who called me the other day from Philadelphia. He happens to be a man of color. He's a rapper.
All right. You got color too, don't you?
He says, "Anthony," he says, "you're my nigger."
There you go.
And I said, "Can I quote you?" And he said, "Yes." Mm-hmm. I'm going to. That's his quote. Anthony, you're my nigger.
Yeah.
I don't look at that in a bad way. Mm-hmm. That's an endearing term.
Yep.
It's a compliment from him to me.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
People must stop thinking of each other in various closed categories. And they're caught within the confines of a concrete cranium.
Yep.
And they can't think it out. Mm-hmm. We must break that concrete. We must shatter the illusions that these people look at as reality so that we can change the world.
Yeah.
And we need to do that. If people go in and they listen to various preachers, Rick Warren, We're doing another film called Vassals of the Vampire.
I'll tell you what, Anthony, I'll tell you what. I want to go to Rick Warren and say, what's up, my nigga?
He wouldn't take it. He wouldn't take it in the way I take it.
Yeah.
Well,
he's my nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, somebody said that John McCain's white as a damn ghost.
Well, you know, I've seen very few people that were risen from the grave. It's mm-hmm. almost like it was Dracula. Yeah. You know, Dracula with his hands. They seem almost robotic. He's sort of walking down. He's to the point. I remember the Carol Burnett show and the character on there, comedic character, and he would walk with like one 6-inch steps and going along. It was funny. Well, and I look at McCain, McSane, but he's not funny. It's no joke.
No. See, what it is if you've seen Total Recall, you remember that they were looking for Quanto, and he was inside the guy's stomach, and that's what's inside his face, is somebody getting ready to come out of there. But
it could well be in some sort of alien thing is going to pop out. You can just see it unzip or pop like, you know, a boil.
Well, see, here's the fairness. On the fairness issue...
Out it comes.
Well, on the fairness issue, years ago, there was a movie called Blackula. Well, how come there's not a show called Whiteula?
You can't do that, see?
Most vampires are white,
anyway.
You can't
have a white disc jockeys association, because that would be prejudice. You can't have a white athletic club or a white television sponsors association. But people, I would go and talk to. I've talked to member, you know, meetings with the Klan, George Lincoln Rockwell, the Black Panther Party, people, racists of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that one should have the right to discriminate. And if they want to have a white community or a black community, it's like I think that Louis Farrakhan is a good man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Nation of Islam basically are made up of good people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any problems walking down the streets, the back streets of Cairo at 3 o'clock in the morning with a couple of blokes from one from South Africa and one from Zambia. I had no problem with that.
See, I think
I would have problems with that in South Central Los Angeles or Detroit.
Yeah. I think Louis Farrakhan's nothing but a cracker with a tan. You know, I mean,
well, an Oreo cookie with double stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about. No, Louis Farrakhan's. I'm not against Louis Farrakhan.
No.
But yeah, when I debated Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, I said, "Well, this guy is talking about the Jews and the Jews and the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
He is perpetuating this illusion. It is not the Jews, but it is some people who claim to be Jews, who profess to be Jews. It says in the Bible again, beware of those who call themselves Jews but are not." I'm going to give you that number once again.
All right.
For somebody who'd be interested in helping us with the development of the car, 458 miles per gallon, or getting Kill a White Man or Skull and Bones, the Catholic Connection, or Alien 51, or Lucifer 2000, or Millennium 2000. It's 928-227-0760. That's 928-227-0760, or just simply go to freeworldfilmworks.com, and hopefully we're going to have the thing we call the Free World Alliance up and running, and we can unilaterally recognize the tribal, linguistic, racial, religious, and political nation states as they are.
Mm-hmm.
In Africa, General Caprivi came up to the west coast, which is now called Namibia, and pointed out in a direction. He says, for 1,000 miles, we're going to put a line up to the north, Angola, and then they broke it up into northern Rhodesia and southern Rhodesia after Cecil Rhodes.
Yep.
But that's not how the people are put together.
Yeah.
There is the Hausa, and there's the Igbo.
Okay.
In Nigeria.
Right.
I was a supporter basically of Indabanigi Sotoli at the time that Rhodesia was wanting to declared independence. Bishop Abu Muzarewa was there and supported by the people over the white leader, Ian Smith.
Yeah.
And I saw the tribal exchanges. One tribe would hate another. There is a tribal prejudice. There is a linguistic difference. And I was going with I dated a Swana girl from Botswana who would have problems with somebody else who was a Mashona. I just about married somebody who was a part of a Matabele. In the belly, as some people would say. And, but she was mixed with the Pakistani and German. I guess for all intent and purposes, you look at her, she said, well, she's white. Well, she wasn't quite all total white. Mm-hmm. She was just a human being that I fell in love with. I brought her over here from Africa. That's a love story. But, you know, there are people who fall in love. There's a spark. And if you don't recognize that spark, if you can't raise it or ignite it, you walk away. And that's what I'm doing, you know, in my life. But there are people who have this spark of life, who want to express themselves, and they can and have the opportunity to do that through having their own website and gathering together your own information.
Right.
And you might have someone like Daniel Ott put it together for you at International Solutions, because we have to find an international solution, and that is using the talents from all people, from all nations, from all religions, all races together to create a world that is free. I want to see a world that is free and not united, because a world united is not free and can never be free.
Wow.
We must have the right to integrate, to segregate, to be who we are. I consider myself a rainbow-colored man. I am all things, all races, all religions. I don't think that, that we should have individuals come to power who rule the people. The people have to rule the government. The government does nothing for you. I am the antithesis of John F. Kennedy. I say, ask not what you can do for your government, but ask your government what it can do for you, because you and I and you out there listening and you out there and there, you must be the master and the government must be your servant.
There you go.
I'm tired of being treated like a servant and having to answer questions to a government that is employed by us to serve us. That is not the way it was meant to be.
No.
That happens to be the way it is, and we have to have a world that is free and not united. We have to recognize these linguistic, tribal, religious, racial, economic, and ethnic nation states that do in fact exist. There must be a division in Iraq. The Sunnis and the Kurds and all of the various groups in Islam should be allowed to have their own nation state. They can exchange products, but they don't, and when they don't want to exchange ideologies, they must be free, they must be sovereign, they must be set.
All right, Anthony, we need to go to our final break, so just stay on the line, please.
Yes.
All right, everybody, you're listening to The Edge television broadcast. On our Newsmaker line tonight is, of course, Anthony Hilger. If you missed this exciting interview, go to The Edge's website tomorrow, where the video will be playing there and looping, and you can also listen to the audio as well. If you have a guest suggestion, go to theedgeam.com website. 99% of all guests have been suggested by you, our faithful viewer. And if you'd like to join, as Anthony was even discussing, how to make a difference, you can by becoming an Edge correspondent, and that would just basically gives you a certificate, a license, albeit audio, I'm just saying it out to you, that you can go and find information yourself, bring it to the Edge as a central focal point for others to see what you have learned about the truth. In fact, the moniker of the Edge is Discovering the Truth Together. That's the only way we're going to do it, folks, is together. We're going to be right back. And welcome back to the Edge Television Broadcast. My name is Daniel Ott. In this final section, if you have a question for our guest, Anthony Hilder, go to theedgeam.com website. And don't forget to call that number 1-928-227-0760 or go to his website there. We have a link there on the Edge's website there in his bio section. And Anthony, let me get you back on the line here. Get this off of here. Welcome back.
Like MacArthur said, I have returned.
Ah. You know what? We're all in this thing together, and I think these little points of light eventually are going to blind the Illuminati right out of their brain socket. And you know, that's the whole thing. They claim, the Illuminati claims they're the illuminated ones and that they know best. You know, daddy government, one world government knows best for everyone. But I think that the light of the individual, those grassroots people out here, have more light than in the Illuminati ever dreamed they have.
Well, the Illuminati talks about 1,000 points of light. Bush talks about that, the 1,000 points of light foundation. That is 1,000 points of Lucifer. When you see a picture of Uncle Sam in a recruiting office and he says, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to serve Lucifer.
Whoa.
If you take a look at Uncle Sam, mm-hmm. and you put the picture of the goat of Baphomet, the satanic goat, the goat of Mendez, and lay it over, mm-hmm. it comes up the same. Uncle Sam is Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
and that is
wow.
the Masonic goat. And in the Masonic yep. religion, the author of the Masonic Bible,
no doubt about it. Fair comments.
Our General Pike said, mm-hmm. yes, Lucifer is God, and mm-hmm. those in the higher orders of the Masonic religion should follow the Luciferian doctrine.
Well,
don't you out there get it? What does it take to shake and bake mm-hmm. a new pie?
Mm-hmm.
And when you take a look at what we have today on the political horizon, we've got a choice between, let me see, well, an abomination is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
An abomination, whether it's McCain, McSame, or Obama, it is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a guy that has been now the vice presidential choice,
mm-hmm.
of a man who says he wants change,
yep.
who is the poster boy for static, not equality,
yeah.
but insanity.
Wow.
We've got Biden, who has been in there for mm-hmm. 35 years,
yep.
giving us the same mm-hmm. over and over and over and over. He has never introduced a piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
to abolish the Federal Reserve.
No.
He is the poster boy
yep.
for the Cassius cartel that runs this country. And you have McSame, who's been in there for years mm-hmm. after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was no hero.
Mm-hmm.
You don't become a hero when you're captured by the enemy. And you sign papers saying that the American, you know, government uh-huh. was responsible.
Mm-hmm.
This is no hero.
Actually, Anthony, you actually agreed with Joe Biden in that last segment, because you were saying that there should be Sunnis and Shiites, and that's exactly what Joe Biden said he wanted to do with Iraq. He wanted to split it up into three. So you guys got something in common.
Oh, then I would have to agree with that if that's what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
He
also said that he refuses in 07 on Fox. He said he refuses to take the VP slot, so that makes him a liar.
Oh well, yeah, he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of the requirement.
Well, you know,
you're a liar.
You said that Uncle Sam is Satan, and right there tells you, there's the white man. Louis Farrakhan was right.
Louis
Farrakhan was right, because he said
hair by hair,
yeah.
it's Satan. And if you take a look at the nipple on the breast on the goat of Baphomet, it matches up to the cuff link on the
recently.
Shirt that extends beyond the sleeve of the coat that mm-hmm. Uncle Sam is wearing.
Really?
The red, the white, and the blue.
Was that picture taken in a cold room?
I don't know where it was taken, but good Lord Almighty.
I didn't see that, though. I didn't know I should be looking. Is that something on your website?
Well, it's going to be on the website. In fact, it's part of a new film that we've got coming out called Vassals of the Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, those Igors, and I call them Igors,
yep.
the invisible government's obedient robotons.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these people are, have been, mm-hmm. and will continue to be. They will be servants,
mm-hmm.
servants of the master, and they are performing the work of the master. And you've got the Reverend this and the Reverend
Robertson
saying, you know, there's a problem and we must follow George Bush, who said in Skull and Bones term, the senior is referred to the man who serves who defies God in the last days of the earth.
Yeah,
Magog, that is his name in the Skull and Bones.
You said George Bush was doing what with his mother? Hey, you talk about the preacher there. We have this question up there, basically, and it comes in like this. Hello, what's up, my honkies? Are there some of the big-time evangelists part of the problem? You mentioned the preachers and things, and, of course, you mentioned the Reverend Wright there. And I, when I hear the Reverend Wright, I'm saying, dude, where's the love? You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of evangelists out there.
You know, we've got these guys. Listen, Reverend Wright has his own thing, and he's doing his own thing. But Obama, who believed in what Reverend Wright was preaching, year after year after year, 20 years, he went to that church, and he followed the footsteps of that congregation, and he heard that, and he performed. The Reverend Wright performed the marriage ceremonies for Obama and his wife.
And then
all of a sudden, when it comes to being a friend and standing behind the Reverend Wright, Obama betrays his friend of those years. He betrays that congregation. He betrays that church.
Hear an amen.
Why doesn't he have the balls to stand up and say that this guy, you know, that's the way I believe? And yes, there has been some prejudicial treatment of white people, and yes, I am going to stand by my friend, but I am going to, as president, treat all people equal, regardless of their religion, regardless of their race, regardless of their background.
By the way, you know how Obama's going to handle the Russian invasion of Georgia?
How?
Well,
surrender?
No, this guy's a man of integrity, and he has ideas. He's got change. What he's going to do, he's going to text him and tell him to quit it.
You know something? Squirrels.
Yeah, he's going to
text
people.
The big oil boys support the pipeline in Georgia. There's a pipeline. Yes, they want a war in the Mideast. Can they create a war in the Mideast? The president is doing everything he can. If he could do backflips like in the Olympics in a gymnastic program to bring about a war in the Mideast, he will do everything in his power to do that.
We are going to stop
him. When I see Obama saying, well, no, he didn't know that this Reverend Wright was doing. Of course he knew that the Reverend Wright was doing it.
Of course
it's all right to be a racist. It's all right to be a bigot. It's all right to be to have choice which is, and use words that are not acceptable to other people. All of this, we must not say that. We must not do this. We must be politically correct.
Well,
I've had it with that.
Well,
and I hope that all of your listeners in listening to the shows like this will get the message that just do your own thing. You don't have to think
All right. Now we have this question for you. Do you predict any major attack this year?
Upon the United States, the government of the United States, the rulers of the United States are attacking the people at every turn. Why? You know, if this was legitimate, something would happen in our favor one time. It never comes down upon our favor. It always benefits the banksters. It always benefits the thieves at the Federal Reserve. It always puts our young people into war, fighting causes that they know nothing about. They don't have no idea what's going down.
And I don't think that's going to end either.
No, I don't think it's going to end unless and until we incite a revelation, until we take the responsibility for changing this nation, for changing our lives, for getting your own website, putting out your own publication, making a difference by using the tools that we have. These DVDs that we put out are tools. They're instruments of war. A film can be seen by a million before a book can be read by one. We have a car that is in the process of being made, and we don't have enough money to finish the film. I mean, people can make millions of dollars off it, but they lack the imagination. They lack the adventure of reaching out into the unknown and doing something that has never been done before. Mm-hmm. People believe that we can't, we're dependent upon oil, we're dependent upon dinosaurs, and there's no more dinosaurs. I went over to see the journey to the voyage to the inside of the Earth. It's in 3D, and I saw it, and I said, wow,
Anthony,
there were dinosaurs alive down there. But people would have to believe that dinosaurs are still alive down there. Mm-hmm. They're dying, and the centrifugal force brings them up to the ceiling of the interior of the Earth, and then then the oil just sort of seeps up, and that's where they're getting the new discoveries of oil. This is outrageous that people believe this dinosauric thinking, the Dumbo.
Anthony, are you wanting somebody to pimp your ride?
Yeah, sure.
Is that what this is all about? Hey, got this question for you. Is it true that George Bush Sr. gained the nickname Poppy Bush because he was in charge of the largest opium smuggling operation?
Well, I've always referred to him as Opium Poppy Bush.
Whoa.
In fact, in one of our films, it's one of our films. I forget just which one. Maybe one of your listeners will remember it. But I bring in the conversation with the General Kun Saw in the Shanland. And he was talking about who was the major importer of heroin into the United States. Mm-hmm. He was asked that question by Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Grites, who was a friend of mine. And I was involved in putting out the expo of what was occurring in Shanland. They were the largest distributors or exporters of heroin in the world.
Wow.
And in that conversation, Grites had asked General Kun Saw who was the number one buyer, and he said, and the Chinese fellow is doing the translating, he says, Richard, and this is on my show, I put it out on my show, Richard Armitage. I said, Richard Armitage, Assistant Secretary of Defense, Assistant Secretary of State, or whatever he was, Richard Armitage, appointed by George Bush.
Yep.
An appointee of George Bush Sr. I think he's been an appointee of George Bush Jr. And we talked about Opium Poppy Bush. We talked about the man who was the first one to be appointed as ambassador to Communist China.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the heroin that goes into the arms.
Yep. And you know what he
between the toes.
And you know what he says when he goes to
of our people, our young people, brought in by the CIA and George Herbert Walker Bush, Skull and Bones Bush, was the head of the Central Intelligence Agency.
And you know what he says when he goes to visit those fields?
What?
Poppies. Poppies. Mm. That's what he says.
The amount of heroin that is coming out of Afghanistan has gone up 1,100% since the takeover of Afghanistan by this nation. If we're there, it's to protect the heroin trafficking.
You know he a
it's
druggie.
It's to increase the heroin trafficking. It's to bring the heroin and the cocaine and the drugs into the inner cities, destroy the black people, destroy those the young people in this country so that they can't think and that they are dependent upon the next fix from this financial fascist cartel, this criminal cartel. Mm. That must be brought to trial. We must impeach the President of the United States for high treason, and I agree with Bugliosi that George Bush must be tried for murder in the first degree.
By the way, if you know him, we're trying to reach him to get him on the show, by the way.
I have talked to Bugliosi. I'm going to be seeing him shortly.
Okay.
I'll be doing an interview with him shortly, if their publisher sends me the damn book and makes the arrangement. He's in the Los Angeles area, so I may be able to arrange that for you, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, great. I wish, by the way, everyone, this television broadcast has been simulcast right on the website there of Anthony Hiller, so the advancement of technology there. Yeah, so, yeah, drop a line or drop a name for us there so get a hold of us after you interview him and such. And
I most certainly will. Let me give you our number. Mm-hmm. That's Free World Filmworks. .com.
Yep.
freeworldfilmworks.com.
Yep.
Our number 928-227-0760, and we have a fellow there who will pick up the phone and talk to you. And if you would like to be involved in some of our projects and the finishing of some of our films and the distribution and playing of these films, I don't care if it's a Rotary Club Mm-hmm. I don't care whether you're going to bring it down to the Masonic Lodge and play it.
Wow.
Play it.
Wow.
We need to reach the people. We need to do what we have never done before, and that is to get serious and engage in this war against these warlocks of Wall Street in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Anthony, we've just arrived at the end of the broadcast here. Any final comments?
Yes, we must have a world that is free. We must have a world that is free. And that can only happen not but from the unification of all nations, but the recognition of all of the independent tribal, linguistic, racial, and religious nation states. It's called the free world. I've written a manifesto about it. If you call the number that I have given, you can reach me, or you can simply drop me a line at Anthony J. Hilder, P.O. Box 1122, Malibu, California, 90265, P.O. Box 1122, Malibu, California.
Okay.
M-A-L-I-B-U, Malibu, California. Okay. Zip is 90265. I want you guys to be involved, and Daniel Ott is trying to bring about a service for you to take a look at. And those, if you haven't decided to put up a web page and you've been talking about it or just thinking about it, it's time for you to take action. It's time for you to do something and stand up rather than lay down and be run over by the tank.
Anthony Hilger has been very good to have you again on the show. Can we have you again again sometime?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'd be most happy to be.
All right.
A guest. I'd like to probably not to be preceded by being forced into some sort of attack or by. I don't want to play verbal tennis and have to come up and with a man who doesn't have an intellectual paddle. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. God bless. And
all right.
To all of you, pick up the baton of freedom. We have a real race, the human race, to win back.
Excellent.
And the human race to win. And if you don't quite understand it, just think. Freedom is choice. Choice is freedom. The race is for the freedom of the world. It's not just a game. It's serious. They intend to take your life, your home, your children, your future.
Mm.
And they have manipulated the past, and they can continue to do this in the future if you don't stand up and stand tall. It's not just in voting for Ron Paul. There are other choices. Maybe Lou Dobbs will come in and be an opportunity for you to...
Yeah.
Take a look at when it comes to the ballots. I don't know, but we can't continue to have the same. And with Obama and McShane, we will have an abomination.
Hmm.
Is that the way it is intended to be, or are you going to be the change and offer the opportunity to all mankind? God bless, my friend.
All right. Good evening.
With that, I'll say good night.
All right, sir.
You've been listening to The Edge with Daniel Ott. To subscribe to The Edge newsletter, log on to theedgeam.com. That's theedgeam.com, where you can find out about our guests and topics discussed on the air. The Edge has been brought to you by EBN, the Edge Broadcasting Network, providing affordable live web streaming to the world. Visit EBN at ebnlive.net. That's ebnlive.net. Until next week, for The Edge Broadcast, I'm Chris Moore. See you on The Edge.